This Saturday afternoon, in conjunction with the Spring on 4th Festival, will be a dedication of the Lehigh Bethlehem Chinese Harmony Pavilion. It's this Saturday at 1:30 on the Bethlehem Greenway. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael. Lehigh University, in conjunction with the City of Bethlehem, will celebrate the completion of the Chinese-style Harmony Pavilion on Bethlehem's Greenway, built by a dedicated team of students under the guidance of Master Craftsman Marcus Brandt and the architect Christine Usler, along with Professor Norman Girardeau and Dr. Wang Daning. The pavilion makes use of hybrid design-built techniques modeled on traditional forms of Chinese carpentry. The tiles are authentic pavilion temple tiles from China. The pavilion is intended to help unite the Lehigh University campus and the Bethlehem community in the spirit of global citizenship and harmony. I spoke with Norman Girardeau and one of the student builders, Christopher J.C. Raby. Dr. Norman Girardeau.
2003, there I was expecting another god-awful commencement talk. And lo and behold, Ken Burns gave this absolutely moving and eloquent presentation. And I think he knew that he was speaking to a group that had this tradition of engineering and thinking that all of the world's problems can be solved by technology. And his message was a bit different than that. And in some ways, it was the first motivation that led to us getting involved in this, which is this. He said that the first film he ever did was a film on the Brooklyn Bridge. As he was doing that and as he researched the Brooklyn Bridge, he realized that it was a lesson for all of us as human beings living in a complicated world, which is that whatever we do with our lives, building a bridge, whatever else it might be, but we also therefore need to think of how to make that beautiful, how to make it aesthetically attractive as well as technologically functional. Point is, the two come together, and the best technological objects are, in many ways, the most beautiful objects. And I started talking with some colleagues who had just gotten back from China, and they had worked on a famous ancient Chinese bridge called the Rainbow Bridge. We said, boy, that's an interesting project. We thought, wow, there is something we could pick up on here as a kind of bridging metaphor, that we want to bring technology and the liberal arts together. China is very important. We want to get American students involved in China. Maybe there's a way to bring that together. And we heard about the Luce Foundation. Then at the same time, Professor Connie Cook and Dr. Wang Dongning were researching an intriguing aspect of Chinese history as it relates to Lehigh University, namely that back at the end of the 19th century, some of the first Chinese students who came to the West, some of them ended up at Lehigh because Lehigh had just been founded in the 1860s and was known as this new school in the spirit of the 19th century, emphasis on technology. We all got together and we ended up writing a proposal to the Luce Foundation, and they had a program to emphasize what they call STEM students, science, technology, engineering, and math students, to get them outside of their bubble, open themselves to the larger world, and also to respect the importance of the interdisciplinary approach. What intrigued you about this project? What made you want to get involved in this?
I was initially a part of the Bridge program. I was very intrigued on doing something that wasn't doing something on the computer or doing some, you know, routines, classroom sort of exercise.
Christopher C.J. Raby.
Something where you could get out, use your hands, actually build something. And I was very keen to do something for the community. When they came to us with this idea for the pavilion, I was really fascinated by these dogong structures. They were gorgeous, intricate things that, you know, are, let's say, mysterious in how they go together. It did take us a very long time, and it was really cool just to try and figure it out. Honestly, the coolest thing about this was the first time we figured out how the dogong went together. I think that was probably one of the big hallelujah moments, because that took us a very long time to weed out. And it was really cool because this is something that most Westerners don't have any knowledge about. We got a ton of traditional Chinese texts that outlined how to do these things, but no one knew how to translate them. So, you know, we're looking at the pictures, kind of fitting things together, and eventually we were able to build a model on the computer and figure out how that went together. And as Professor Girardeau said, is that it was also a bridging between doing it yourself and using the computer to help you do it. So you had to use the technology to help create this thing. Otherwise, we were basically in the dark for the entire time, which was really cool. These are very beautiful structures. structures, but they came completely out of function. Like, they were designed to hold the roof up, and as time has worn on, people have been able to develop them further and make them a little bit more beautiful. They initially started as functional parts of the roof structure.
This Saturday afternoon, in conjunction with the Spring on 4th Festival, will be the dedication of the Lehi Bethlehem Chinese Harmony Pavilion. It's Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on the Bethlehem Greenway. I spoke with Norman Girardeau and one of the student builders, Christopher C.J. Raby. Musings is supported by the Dorothy and Dexter Baker Foundation. This is Musings. I'm Ken Michael, and you're tuned to WDIY, Lehigh Valley Community Public Radio.